seeing, you shall see the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise to you, to your children, those that are far off, as many as I love, God, shall call with many other signs. Now, hallelujah to God. They testify. Oh, glory. Hallelujah to God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, they said, what? What shall we do? We want to know what to do. We heard the word. What shall we do? And Peter said, repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. For the remission of your sin, you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise to you, for your children, for those that are far off, as many as I.
You have been enjoying the Word of Truth broadcast ministry of God's Holy Temple, Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, with Bishop Willie Perry. You can contact Bishop Willie Perry by writing Word of Truth, P.O. Box 8592, Dallas, Texas, 75339. Services at God's Holy Temple are held Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 o'clock p.m., Saturdays at 10:30 a.m., and Sundays at 10 o'clock a.m. and 7 o'clock p.m. Phone by dialing area code 214-371-7010 or 972-217-1255.
KKAYT 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
James Brodnick's Ministries presents the Master Key Program for disciplining your mind for good health, success, prosperity, and blessings. Apostle Brodnick's will teach you biblical principles and proven techniques right out of the Word of God that will establish you into abundant living. The Bible tells us that God gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. This ministry is designed to help you perfect your faith. Now, here is your host, Apostle Brodnick.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas, it's time for you to step out on faith and make today a fresh beginning for your life. Join Pastor Kearney Thomas today at the Blessing Center at 109 Texas Avenue in Alexandria and receive your miracle for your life.
All right, give me your name and what city you're from.
Damone Marshall, Alexandria, Louisiana.
Tell us what God done for you.
God approved me for my Social Security disability, which I've been dealing with it for over 5 years.
5 years you've been dealing with it and you weren't able to get approved, but you came to our service. And I prayed the prayer of faith for you, and since I prayed for you, how many days later?
1 day.
So you didn't have to go to court? Glory to God, you already what?
Approved.
You what?
Approved.
And y'all trying to say that God still don't work miracles? He is a miracle working God.
Allow the man of God to place that anointed oil in your hand and receive the overflow God has stored up for you. That's 109 Texas Avenue in Alexandria, right behind the Big Lots. Service times are at 12 noon and 7:30 p.m.
Well, praise the Lord. This is Pastor Kearney Thomas, and what a day, what a day, what a day this is. Somebody said, what day it is? Well, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm going to rejoice, and I'm going to be ekoban shy. I'm going to be glad in this day. I'm so excited. No, I'm not. I'm totally elated about the Spirit, the power, and the anointing of God, and how the God is causing so many miracles to happen right here in Central Louisiana at the James Brodnick Ministries, 109 Texas Avenue at Monroe, right behind the Big Lot. We are entering into we're in the midst of our second weekend of miracles. I can't believe I've been here this long. Oh, we are into our second weekend of miracles. And my friend, the people of God, they're just begging and pleading, Pastor Thomas, you cannot leave. You got to stay another week. Oh, I don't know about all of that. But my friend, it's just been so exciting. You're hearing the testimonies. These are real life individuals from right here in Alexander, Louisiana. They're receiving their miracles right here. Woman could not get her Social Security check for over 5 years. She could not get it. But she came to my service, and the next day it was supernaturally approved. Miracles are like this are happening. My God, some service we can't even leave out of the service without them testifying about the miracles that God is working for them in their life. So, my friend, why would you stay sick when others are being healed? Why would you stay down when others are getting up? Why would you do without when others are receiving the miracles that they need to take place in your life? Meet your 12 noon. Sunday, one service and one service only at 7:30. What a way to conclude this great weekend of miracles. We're into our second weekend of miracles. Ikeba Ansha. Oh, I feel the anointing of God. Hold on, listen, let me pray. Let me pray. Lord, I know that you have sent me to minister prophetically to these thy people right here in central Louisiana. God, give these thy people an ear to hear and a heart to receive thy word. In Jesus' name is my prayer. Thank God. Amen and amen. Now listen, the other night we had such a great service. I was ministering to people. The anointing was upon me so strong. Souls were saved that night. Pain was instantly leaving the body. I don't know how many people that have not stretched before me, but every one of them, born not one, has testified how the pain has instantly left their bodies. We had one woman that was in our service in severe back pain. And I told her that the Lord showed me that she had one leg shorter than her. She said, I don't know. And sure enough, about 1.5 inch shorter than the other leg, but we saw that leg grow out right before our eyes, and then it grew out longer than the other leg, and then the other leg grew out to meet that leg. And then I told her, look for the back pain. She had no more back pain. God completely healed her body. This is just one case of many. But see, when I got back to the hotel, I fell on my knees and I began to pray, and God sent an angel into my room that touched me and gave me this faith vision. It was as if someone was right there with me. God spoke to me. That person represented people right here in central Louisiana. I want to know, was this person you? In this vision, I said to you, I have three great prophecies. I have three secret prophecies for you that I must give you. Then I said, I've been praying continuous for you and the people right here in central Louisiana. And I must continue to pray for you daily until you receive your miracles. I'm going to be praying that God will bless you and open up the doors for your prosperity, for better health, success, peace, and happiness. And that God will bring about great changes in your life. My friend, if I've ever felt the bonshada, the anointing of God, I feel it so powerful. Now, I know that I'm talking to the right person right now. You're listening to the sound of my voice. I want you to claim that was me you saw in that vision. I know in the spirit there are times that you feel that neither myself, God, or nobody else is concerned about you. This is only a trick of the devil that's trying to discourage you and hinder your faith. Am I talking to the right person? You know I'm talking to you right now. I know that God brought you and me together for this time. Don't you dare let one devil in hell make you miss what God has for you. I know that these three secret prophecies must not be overlooked or missed. Because in the spirit, I know that in the past you have missed some things that God has sent your way. But I want you to know that God has sent me into your life to give you these secrets for your total, listen to me, for your total success and victory. I see things in the spirit about you, but you must be willing to receive these things of the spirit. Something has affected you in the past. It hit you really hard. It's even tried to knock God's faith out of you and make you doubt that God really has some real prophets on this earth. But God has sent me to you. God has sent me to you to give you an open door to receive these prophetic secrets. I hear someone saying, why do you keep saying secrets, Kearney Thomas? Well, because it's a secret. Well, the word of the Lord said in Amos 3:7, surely the Lord will do nothing. Read your Bible. Surely the Lord will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto the servant, the prophet. And God has revealed the secret that will unloose the miracles in your life. I see the spirit where the devil's tried to hinder your faith. The devourer's tried to destroy you. But when you receive these three prophetic secrets, you will be empowered to defeat the enemy. God has anointed me to see into your future. And my friend, I'm prophesying. I'm using the gift of word of knowledge. Ekolabansha is in operation in every service in such a powerful way. John 10:10 says that the thief coming out before to steal and to kill and to destroy. I've come that they might have life and that they might have it. Ekolabansha. I feel a miracle giving it happen for somebody right now. I want you to know that timing is everything. I'm talking to you, and you must move right now in God's timing. I told you the door's open. I don't know how long it's going to be open, but it's open right now. I must tell you that the devil does not like what God is ready to unfold in your life. Don't you realize that you're just one step of faith from receiving that permanent breakthrough? Here, Koban shot that permanent breakthrough that you have longed for. It's all in these three prophetic secrets. The gifts of the Spirit are working right now in this faith vision, discerning the spirits, word of knowledge, prophecy, the working of miracles. All of these gifts have come together to give me these three prophetic secrets for you. You don't want to miss out what God has for you. God is ready to give you the desires of your heart. Just like he said in Psalms 37:4, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of the heart. My friend, this great weekend of miracles. Hey, by Ansha, you don't want to miss it. Glory to God. You don't want to miss it. James Broadnax Ministry, 109 Texas Avenue at Monroe, right behind the big lot. For we'll conclude, oh, this time with God. Echo Bansha, Sunday night at 7:30 p.m. James Broadnax Ministry, 109 Texas Avenue at Monroe, right behind the big lot. The prophetic secrets that God has given me for you will give you the anointing to fulfill your dreams, receive his blessings of good health, unlimited prosperity in your life. It's going to cause, glory to God, business to begin to prosper. I'm talking to a business person right now. I don't know whether you're in business or you're preparing to go in business, desire business, but business, I heard the Lord said business is going to prosper when you meet me at the James Broadnax Ministry, Ekoba Ansha, 109 Texas Avenue at Monroe Street, right behind the big lot. I know in my heart that God spoke this and given me this word. And then God gave me, Ekoba Ansha, this great prophetic, this great apostolic prophetic anointed all that yours truly, Pastor Kearney Thomas, the prophet of God, has prayed for. That Apostle J.L. Broadnax had prayed over this all. Echo by Ansha. And I must place this vial of apostolic prophetic anointed all into your hands. Ikoba Ansha, I'm going to be placing it in your hands, apostolic, prophetic, anointed all into your hands. You got to get to me. Oh, but Sunday night, I got something special that I'm going to be releasing into your life. Iba Ansha, listen to me. You got to get to me, the James Broadnax Ministries, 109 Texas Avenue at Monroe. Iba Ansha, right behind the big lot. Now, these are the things that the angel spoke for me to do for you. The angel told me that I must impart the three prophetic secrets about your future that I received in the faith vision about you. Oh, it's going to change your world. Everybody shy, it's going to change your world forever. I must place the vow of apostolic prophetic anointing